Now a few words about the corona situation. As you know, we had quite a few cancellations. Some people could not go back home without being quarantined in some hotel operated by governments and paying the bill for the quarantine. So people out of England, for instance, canceled because of that. France did not permit people to travel to Turkey at the current moment. So those people also couldn't come. And of course, we used to have quite a contingent of people from Asia, Hong Kong, Singapore, and places like this. For them, traveling was so complicated that, of course, they decided they will quit this time. I hope next year it will be back to normal, but we had to experience certain disappointments in this regard. Even though the corona topic is, of course, dominating almost everything, I have no corona speech planned, but I want to make at least a few remarks regarding what a solution would be in a private law society, so that we have some sort of idea. What is the ideal way of dealing with a situation where you have a pandemic? There will be talks about private law society on Sunday, quite a few. I think Stephen Kinsella has that as a topic. I have that as a topic. And David Durr's speech will also deal with this type of problem. But none of them will deal specifically with the situation that is created by a pandemic. So I want to just say a few words about how a private law society would deal with a situation like this. No, a private law society is a society where everything is owned privately. All streets are owned privately, hospitals are owned privately, airports are owned privately. There's nothing that we would call public property. Either there's a single owner or there's a corporation, whatever it is, everything is private. And in such a situation, we have obviously the highest degree of decentralization as far as decision making is concerned. People make only decisions regarding their own property and nothing else. And in such a situation, the problem that appears during a pandemic is very similar to the immigration problem. That is to say, every owner determines the rules that must be adhered in order to enter his property. And everyone has to decide, where do I go? Where can I go? Under what conditions can I go to that person or that firm or that club or whatever it is? And every meeting of two parties is, by definition, then a consensual meeting. You cannot go to a place unless the person admits you and he sets the rules that you have to adhere in order to come to his place. So what you would get there is a relatively complicated network of admission rules and exclusion rules. In the same way, and people have very different assessments of how risky is this thing. There is no such thing as a universally accepted assessment of what risk is this disease, what risk is caused by that disease, and so forth. People have different assessments. They listen to different scientists who say this or that, and make accordingly their rules. Then, obviously, businessmen, for instance, who are interested in people going to their stores or their business, will take precautions, for instance, in order to attract customers. they advertise, for instance, we have a business that conducts tests every day in order to persuade people to come. And the clients, on their part, they can also do things in order to make them more acceptable to other people. I am vaccinated, I'm not vaccinated, and so forth. And because of this, you never have any liability claims against anybody because all meetings are voluntary meetings because they have agreed to the rules that the various owners have laid down. The only liability or the only claim to be compensated or so you would have if somebody is fraudulently saying, I have done these and such measures at my store, and afterwards you find out, in fact, they have not done it. But if they have done it, that solves the problem. What we have now is a situation where one guy or a bunch of people make decisions that concern, in the German case, 80 million people. They make decisions that affect what you can do with your property for 80 million people in the United States, for 330 million people. And those people who make these decisions are by and large incompetent people and people who are not in any way liable for mistakes that they make. In a private law society, everybody pays with his own property and runs the risk of making the wrong decisions, but then he has to pay out of his own pocket the wrong decisions that he made. Currently, we have people who make decisions for millions and millions of people without any responsibility. As a matter of fact, their salaries are paid regardless of what they decide. So I don't want to say more than this at the moment, just to indicate how very different a private law society would deal with pandemics than a state where people make decisions regarding what you can do with your property without in any way running the risk of themselves being held liable for damage that they caused for other people. As I said, the idea of private law societies will be discussed extensively on Sunday again.